father's last will and testament. Mrs. Snorfenfurger, I am deeply sorry for your loss, but please, we must get on with this.
Oh, it's okay,
bastards making me miss 30 rock!
Well, after this, we'll go and get some KFC! That'll cheer you up!
Yeah.
Everyone, please!
You pretend to be Southern?
You...
It's perfect.
Everyone, your husband and father has died and left you instructions and gifts. Don't you care?
Oh, instructions?
Gifts!
You can do that when you die. Damn.
Yes, and I have been empowered to read you his will.
Well, get on with it. What are his potent words?
My dear wife and sons. Well, here we are. We all knew this would happen one day. I'm dead. Dead. Well, not right now. But by the time this is read,
I will be. Now, as far as my funeral procession goes, I want you all to invite all our closest relatives and friends and hold my funeral in the Hudson River. In it. And I want everyone to be comfortable in that pool, so please, don't wear any clothes. You'll thank me later. You do all that, I feel I can R.I.P. Yes, R.I.P.
Will you stop that? That is getting annoying!
You keep spelling rip.
It means...
So I'm ripping.
R.I.P. means...
Paper.
Rest...
Into shreds.
In...
All over your desk.
Peace! That's what R.I.P. means! Aha.
Damn. I'm out of paper.
He's out of paper.
And that's what he has in terms of funeral proceedings. Any comments or questions so far?
Oh, you do a perfect imitation of my husband's voice.
Oh, it's like you do it so well. The way you transitioned in the beginning.
Oh.
Yeah, like someone was overlapping two audio tracks.
Shall I get on to what he's left for you?
Oh, yes.
Goody, goody, goody. Tell me. Oh, it's just that Christmas.
To my son, Harold.
Do it in the voice.
Huh?
Do it in the voice. I like it.
Okay.
To my son, Harold, who has grown up to be one of the most flamboyant, homoerotic people I've ever met, my classic Mustang I had painted purple just for you, and a quarter of my life savings.
Now I can finally get that sex change I've been dreaming and talking about all these years!
Just don't use it to get that sex change you've been dreaming and talking about all these years. I'll march down myself and make you choke on chili dog till you scream uncle!
Oh dear.
How can he do that if he's dead?
To my other son, Remus. And I told myself one day, this kid is going to grow up with no personality. So to you, I bequeath my grandfather clock with the broken setting so it goes off every 15 minutes all through the night, and another quarter of my life savings, which I'm sure will come in handy.
Cool. Now I can turn my whole building into an art studio so people can draw and stuff, and make pots and stuff, and animate and stuff, and I can make more money from that. Stuff.
But don't use it to turn your whole building into an art studio so people can draw and stuff and make pots and stuff and animate and stuff so you can make more money from that.
He forgot the last stuff. I'm one jump ahead of him.
And to my beloved, who has shown me remarkable loyalty, I leave all my properties, half of my fortune, and a lifetime supply of catnip. Yes, Mr. Whiskers, just think of me every time you get high.
Oh, how wonderful for Mr. Whiskers.
That's the cat, dude.
Best of wishes and lots of love. P.S. My wife gets our current house and all its contents. A lifetime supply of caramels. You're gonna go soon too, hon. You might as well indulge. And the last remaining 1/16th of my fortune, which should be able to last you for the next 2 weeks on takeout.
That miserable old shit!
Ma, I know the cat got all the good stuff,
screw the properties and screw the money! I wanted the grandfather clock! He knows how much it meant to me! Ramus, would you please part with it? You know that clock means a lot to me!
No, it's mine.
It's of no significance to you! Oh, that old dick has it coming!
Please!
R.I.P.!
Calm down!
He makes me miss my favorite TV program! And he doesn't have the courtesy to leave me the goddamn clock!
You don't want to just anyway, I'll just sort of excuse myself and you can. I'll let you figure the rest out.
Settle down!
Don't you dare tell me to settle down! I'm the goddamn
black! And that was JC and the multiple personalities that he has. And we are no longer sure whether JC is a man or a woman anymore. The song is not, are you a man or a Muppet?
Well, this is pretty much just what I expected from you. In that I didn't know what to expect, but I knew it would make me laugh, and it did that, and it did it well.
This again, Jinx just doesn't realize that we had been talking.
Well, cool. Derp, don't I feel like an idiot?
No, keep going, keep going.
Keep going, keep going.
Still going. Just cut that out. Okay, so, first off, the crying at the beginning, and that was hilarious. I don't know how you managed to do that and make it funny, right? But it was funny. Maybe I'm just sadistic. I don't know. Maybe I get too much pleasure out of watching the hosers in the hockey fights beat each other up. The voices were all really well done. And the senile old man wanting his funeral... tripping over my tongue here. The senile old man wanting his funeral in the Hudson River with everyone naked was a hoot. The joke about the sex change was funny the first time, but... wasn't quite as much so the second time.
Yes.
That was pretty much the comment I had negative about this. I had a good laugh about him falling on my chair. the bit about him leaving everything to his to the cat. I had a good laugh about the bit him about the.
It's hard when you can't hear.
I had a good laugh with the bit about him leaving everything to the cat, his beloved. It just about made me fall out of my chair, and same can be said about the wife's reaction to losing the clock. That was priceless. This was just really well done this week, just like every week, JC. you always do good, and if this is the quality that we're to be expecting of you, I can't see you not making it to the final. Good work.
Mm-hmm. Okay, some of the breaking up is because Jinx just can't really hear us, so we're sort of like trying to let him know by typing where we are. I first of all, it's like a signature for JC to like have some bizarro long ass name for his characters that are like 12 names long or something like that, and that killed me. I love the bit about how like you think she's all sad, but she has to miss 30 Rock. And the fact that you did a flashback was great. That was really clever.
That was amazing.
And
yeah, that was
the other classic JC thing to do is to break the fourth wall. He always breaks the fourth wall in these things, where he makes some kind of like tongue-in-cheek comment about what he's doing.
Do the voice again. Do it in the voice.
Right, do it in the voice again. That was fantastic. The whole bit about being naked in the Hudson River and the rest in peace thing, the rip, that made me laugh really hard. That was really, really funny. I agree with Jinxers about the... So let me be more specific than Jinxers was. It's not that the sex change joke was a problem. It's the whole, like, and don't have a sex change even after the kid had said that. And then when you got to the next kid, I realized that your joke you were going for was the idea that, oh, well, I'm one step ahead of him. But at that point, all I was thinking was, yeah, this is an old joke now. Do something different. You know, and the Mr. Whiskers thing was very funny, and I agree, the clock thing was very funny. I, quite frankly, I am going to have a really hard time stratifying this against what Janie did. I think this is a very similar quality. You had maybe slightly more energy than Janie did, but you had excellent characters. I really felt like I could figure out who was who. You did a good job of, you know, panning them. Overall, the whole thing was great. You're really a genius with throwing in the music and how you faded people out at the end. And I just enjoy listening to your stuff. I really, really do. I'm really glad you're in this competition.
Mm-hmm. This would be a standing O for me. I loved the hell out of this.
Yeah.
You have to admire and just applaud when his the wife's voice. I mean, Genesis is like,
yeah,
he knows what he's good at, and he's doing, like, it's completely, like, it's a completely different character. Like, there's no way you could even, there's like no trace between his characters. Like, they don't even sound similar. He just, like, goes all in, full immersion. And that's like, I don't know how you do it. It's impressive, Genesis. And what's crazy is you've not ceased to amaze me, like, every single freaking round. It hasn't, JC won every round that he hasn't skipped, and not including this one, but that's just, I don't know. Very good. I actually like the, but don't use it on the this and that joke. I don't know.
Yeah, the first time.
The first time was really funny.
But the second time, you're like, oh, okay, you know.
I thought it was really clever to start off with the crying and everything. I don't know. I just think this was really well written, really well acted, great energy. This is just really high for me.
Yeah, I like this a lot too. Okay.
So last one.
One more. We have Temporary Butterfly. And then we go into results.
Okay.
Hey, is this thing on? Hello? Oh, I see. Oh, it's right, like you said it would be. Oh, I see the little blinky light, just like you said. Oh, it's turning on. Hello, blinky light. Let me get... Oh, my retina. Oh, I'm never getting that close again. Oh, that was almost as scary as my ex-wife's breasts. I crack myself up. Okay, well, if you're watching this, I bet you're wondering what the hell is going on with this video message, right? Well, one thing should be very obvious to you before I even go into anything else, and that is I'm dead. I am really, really, really dead. I am so dead that worms are eating me, and I look like the Crypt Keeper or Joan Rivers. I'm pretty sure the Crypt Keeper is prettier. Anyway, my name is Richie McRicherson the 50th. Yeah, I know, it's crazy, right? 50 other people are named this way. 49. Anyway, I've gathered you all here today. You and Geraldine, my kids, Bob the boy and Shu the girl. Yes, and Chloe, my incredibly annoying stepdaughter. And, I'm also giving you to the senator friend I have. And my incredibly shady business company president, Lex Luthor. Did I say that right? Lex Luthor? I'm not sure. You're not even bald. Anyway, I'm going to give all this stuff... Will you stop that, you darn cat? Get off me. Anyway, I'm here to give you things that you want, because let's face it, you don't care about me anymore. You just want my shit, right? Right? I know it's true. Oh, it's because I'm extremely rich. Rich, 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 rich. Anyway, I'm sorry, I keep getting distracted. You see, there's a cat on my face, and there's a computer screen right here, and the flashy light is... It makes me wonder and think about that time I had in Singapore with the flashy lights and the strippers. Anyway, before I go into that, you're probably wondering, why the hell am I not just giving you things you want? Okay, right. Okay, to my favorite person ever, Aunt Geraldine, I give one of my favorite possessions in the history of possessions, the great state of Kentucky. Enjoy it. I know it comes as a surprise to you because I do own the state of Kentucky. It's nice. There are horses and horses and sometimes people and horses. Oh, it's a lovely state. And to you, Aunt Geraldine, along with the state of Kentucky, I also give you... 200 pounds of potatoes, because you never know when you will never not need a potato. You can boil them, mash them, stick them in a stew. Oh, and I cracked myself. Oh, darn cat, get off my foot. Oh, stick it. Oh, anyway, what do you mean I have to milk the cat? What? I don't know anything about milking anything except for that one time with that Mexican boy in the nipples. What? What are you talking about with the... Oh, forget you. Anyway, I bet you're wondering what else I have in here. Okay, I've got a list. I'm also giving them away to Chloe, right? You still exist. I'm giving you a lifetime supply of dog shampoo. Ooh, because I'm the CEO of the Fancy Pants Grooming Salon and Convenient Oil Rig next door. I know you love oil rigs and putting your dog near a place that might explode. It's very convenient. Anyway, you'll get that. Oh, and one more thing. You also get the famous Dancing Crew Stomp. Ooh, so if you ever need stomping, they'll do it with trash cans. I also give you, my favorite cat who will not stop peeing on the sofa. Get out the cat! Steven Tyler. Yes. Anyway, right. I still have more shit to give. I also give you 18 scooters, okay? Okay, yes. 18 scooters. And to you, children, Bob and Sue, I give you 3,000 napkins. Yes, 3,000 napkins. Also, you get Uma Thurman. Yes, I have. Oh, and for Bob, you especially, you get nuclear warhead codes. I had to spend a fortune to get those. Anyway, last but certainly not least, is the incredibly shady businessman, company president Lex Luthor. I give you 10 million now. No, just kidding. That's for later. I got you there, didn't I? I got you there. I'm giving you 28 rabbits and the tiny country of Uzbekistan. Ooh. And last, but certainly not least, I give the greatest sum of money ever told to my favorite pet python, Potpourri. I give you $20 million. Yes, because I'm a billionaire. Oh, wasn't this fun? I bet you're all wildly disappointed and would be angry at me, but oh well, I'm dead. Have fun, you guys. Oh, you stop peeing on the furniture, you darn cat.
And that was the ever insane, crazy, fly by the seat of your pants temper. Temporary butterfly.
I like that explanation.
That really is. She just honestly, I truly think that she just says whatever the hell comes to her. if it pops up, she just says it.
She does it Zane style. She improvs.
She really does.
Which will work out really well if she makes it to next round. Because I think next round is about improv.
Alright, so I guess I start on this one. Alright, so you started off with your classic Minnesota. It's like everybody has their quintessential thing that popped up this week. You started out with your quintessential Minnesota thing. I liked your concept, but I think you found a very similar trap to what Russ fell into in the sense that you limited yourself to one voice. You limited yourself, but you have more energy than Russ's in the sense that it mostly was with the yelling at the cat. I think that was where some of the energy came out. Unfortunately, that was counterbalanced by the fact that your accent was all over the map. I think Harley Quinn came out at some point, and it was hard to follow. I did enjoy some of the writing about... I'm sitting there trying to listen to it, and all of a sudden I heard just... I was like, did he just give away the state of Kentucky? And I was just like, what? So, and then that bit about, because who doesn't want to live near an oil rig? And, of course, the Mexican boy, which was another quintessential temp joke. And your bit about the Crypt Keeper I thought was a funny joke as well. I think that this, again, I think my notes are going to be very similar to what I said with Russ. At this level of the competition, it would have been nice to see a little more interactive kind of stuff like you were doing. it's not that, I mean, you all four of you guys are great actors. All four of you guys are quite quite amazing at this. In fact, I would say all five of you guys, because I think Jinxers is an excellent actor also.
Yeah.
I don't know, for this level, this didn't grab me the way I kind of wanted it to. It was good, don't get me wrong. I don't know. Blackjack?
Temp, you are insane. I mean that in the nicest way possible.
She didn't even think that she could do this competition. She didn't think that she had enough of the right stuff for this competition. I know, look at that.
She's in the top four. You don't give yourself enough credit. This was really good. The thing is, though, I feel like I've heard this voice before from you multiple times. The first time we heard it, we really liked it. I believe we scored it really high. But, I mean, like Reed said, towards the end, you really have to be bringing out all your guns, all your stops. And it just didn't stand out. And I sort of drifted off towards the end. I'm sorry. And I don't know. I liked it, but I liked it because it was pretty crazy, but I just wish you could have done a better job of displaying your acting and your capabilities and stuff. And I don't know. Yeah, sorry. Pretty lame critique for me.
Let Jinxers know that he's up.
All right. No, I didn't quite get what was going on at the beginning, eh? But as you went on, it got better. I could understand the character a bit. Although things felt a bit off pace, it was like you were freeballing it. And I couldn't tell if you were trying to be funny or senile or both. And in the end, I think the style wound up detracting from what you were doing a bit, I think.
Yeah.
I liked the Lord of the Rings reference and the Meet the Parents reference, but they almost seemed a bit forced, like you threw them in there for familiarity's sake. I don't know. You have this rich guy who's giving away estates, and all of a sudden he's giving someone 200 pounds of potatoes. Maybe I'm just being too cynical. The bits of Boot the Cat kept things interesting, I'll say that. Like when it was being on the Chesterfield and such, helped break the string of incoherence with something we could connect and anchor back with. It was nice. I know, I liked it overall. I found it funny, but I just felt it was a little too all over the place. If you had more direction, I think it would have helped you a lot this week. Good effort, though. We'll guess we'll have to see how things turn out.
Okay, so I know I need to go back and listen to one thing before we do results. And then we need to tally our scores, and we'll be back for results.
Okay.
All right, we just had a really long conversation, so I totally forgot where we were. Okay, so and my brain, I'm like, oh, they're really nervous waiting for us, but for them, it's been like a second time warp. Okay, so we want to thank Jinxers for doing this through IMO, because his Skype totally failed. So thank you very, very, very much for...
We're done?
Yeah, we're done.
I can stop being the poster child for stereotypical Canadians?
Yes.
We actually thought that was a real accent for a while.
So, checks in the mail, right?
Right. For $0.
Right. I love how we're talking to him and he can't even hear us.
I'm going to have to hop on my moose and ride at the post, Lou.
I want to hear your real accent.
It's been fun, boys.
Thank you.
See you around.
All right. Yay. See you. All right. Right. So.
Results.
Okay.
So first, this round, I'm pleased to announce it was Genesis. Dun, 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 dun. Sorry, I have to be quiet. Again.
But
congrats, JC.
In a very, very close second was Jamie.
Yay, Jenny girly.
I'm so
proud of you.
Excellent job. You guys, the Jays took the win here. So, okay. It comes down to two people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, who makes this cut?
Russ and Temp.
Right. Who has to say the cut? You guys are both...
I'll say the cut.
Okay, because you guys are both really good actors and actresses, whatever. So
you both had the same issues for us this week, being we just felt you guys... You didn't do bad. You just stayed kind of in your comfort zone. You didn't get the highest risk scores for us, and you weren't absurd enough.
Yeah.
But who was the most absurd? That is the question.
So whichever one of you gets through, we're going to be down to the final three here, so...
Mm-hmm. We're going to need to match up. I don't know how I want to word this. Tokens are a part of this show. I guess I should start off like that. You guys are all aware of how the tokens work. Some of you decided to use them. Some of you didn't. And unfortunately, Temp didn't spend any of her tokens, which made the world of a difference this episode because you guys were very, very close in our scores. And Russ's usage of the tokens actually bumped him above you. I'm so sorry, Temp.
But at the same time, you know, this was the rules of the game that we had, and Russ played the rules. So, mm-hmm.
You only have yourself to blame. No, great job, no. Temp. You got so freaking far. Yay.
And yay to Temp. And honestly, it's not a negative on Russ either, because both of you guys, both, this just wasn't your on week for you guys. But you guys generally have been very, very good on this show. So, sorry, Temp. But look how far you got, you know, thinking that it was just going to be only two voices that you had. And we know that it's Harley Quinn and Miss Minnesota, but you know. No, yes. Temp is really good on the show. I really liked having Temp on the show because Temp had that crazy energy that I always liked.
She was the most absurd.
She was the most
genuinely.
Yeah.
She's like the Zane.
Okay.
Show.
I'm feeling a twist coming on.
Okay. You see the twist.
I see the twist. Okay. Yes. So we had a little debate. It was a long debate. You're right. We decided that we did not actually, in fact, like the idea of a two-person finale. We preferred a three-person finale, so congratulations, you're all in the finale. Now, I know one of you was probably well-positioned to toss a bunch of tokens to skip yourself into the finale. It doesn't matter. You're in the finale anyway, so don't complain.
We debated about like the tokens thing people might have been saving, but the reason you would spend your tokens is so you can get into the finale. But you're in the finale. Yeah, you're so in the finale. It doesn't matter.
We think it would be a more dynamic finale with three people. Okay, so there would be two challenges, 2 weeks to do this.
But we're going to have a two-part finale, meaning your first part is going to be due in 1 week, and we will listen and critique that. And then the second part will be due the next week.
Dun, dun, dun!
I like that, actually.
And we've had audio and a little bit of video. Okay? Mm-hmm. Now, Russ has proven that Russ knows how to dub. So, Janie Gurley and JC, if you do not know how to dub, you must talk to us immediately. And because of the possibility that you don't know how to dub, the dubbing challenge will be the second challenge, so that there's a little extra time. But there's one audio and one audio video. So the audio one is Blackjack's challenge. So you want to tell them the challenge?
It is. It's the first one. Okay, so this one, I kind of got it from a mixture of Who's Screwing You and this one round we did on Entertain Us. You guys are going to be choosing boring scenarios for each other. Dun, dun, dun. Snap. Try and get the most boring scenario. You have to get this into us in 48 hours and just think of like a scene, like, you know, if you need more explanation, we could explain
it to you. We'll give you more details in the email.
In the email and stuff. But yeah, just think of a scene. You need to think of one for each of your opponents. So
if you want to give them both the same, if you don't have time, that's your call. But
yeah, and then you choose one of those scenes that you want to do, and then you have to do an absurd thing with that scene.
Since none of you guys seem to ever do your stuff before the weekend, anyway, this should work out.
Yes. That is going to be you again in 48 hours. Reed, why don't you tell them what's going to be
You want to tell them what's going to be due part two?
So the second one, and again, we'll give you more details. This is going to be basically a this is a video dub, but it's video dub over animals, not people. It's not a dub of a scene or anything like that. But if you ever saw the Twilight scene that Dylan did, it's going to we're looking for that kind of absurdity. Okay, it could either be like a long scene, or it can be short snippets like on America's Funniest Home Videos. The piece should be about 5 to 6 minutes long. We'll help you if there are dubbing issues, if you're having trouble finding video. I mean, we can help you with that as well. But that is going to be due in 2 weeks. So you're going to want to plan that one ahead of time so that you have enough time and can get ideas. I have some videos already sort of set aside that I've been looking at. YouTube, look through Animal Planet, look for things, you know, all over the place and see what amusing kind of stuff you can find. And you are going to characterize these animals. However you want to do that so that you're funny, go for it.
Make them funny.
Please make them funny. Okay. So we'll get you an email tomorrow with the details. Blackjack's falling asleep, so we'll get it all coordinated out for you guys tomorrow.
5 hours.
But think of your scenarios, okay?
Thanks for listening.